Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get that money. It's time to get that money. Let's go.
I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Too bad, too sad.
Come on.
I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Bad,
I keep a Ziploc bag, cause I got the freshest verses. Put you in a body bag, you dead now, there's a
line of hearses.
I got a tote, a clutch to get the dough.
You call them purses.
My spit is ill, yo, it's contagious, you gon' need them
nurses.
Cursing all of these lames, yo. Brown girl with a black flow. Led off and you red, though. Tie yellow ribbon round the tree, man, they missing you and you gone, yo. Need the wins like LeBron, though. Count money on my arm, yo. Don't trust a man, they're a money machine. Licking my thumbs, counting my grime till fingertips are green. I don't need the cussing every verse to make it sound obscene. I just ate up 21 rappers cause I need protein. Got the mask from the guard, now I'm microphone fiend, know what I mean?
I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Too bad, too sad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Too bad.
Don't put that money to my ear, yo. I'm putting that in portfolio. Love to see my green stash so I can lean back. Then I love to see a hater suck on that like a AIDS rag, Jack. Flex on the wall. Show you how I ball. Got God on my side, so I can risk it all. My boss are hectic, hectic. Yours are wimpy, wimpy. Told me that you got your sauce looking hella skimpy. I don't want no drama, so please don't try to tip me. I got hitters coming from the Commonwealth. Is you with me? Hit me on the backhand side. Look how I ride out. My flow, it got a lubricant spit. See how I slide out? Let me find out. You don't know what getting bags about. I would never have a writer's drought. You have self-doubt. Sit down and pout. I with the old and with the new. There is no telling what I'm gonna do. Spending my money and saving it too. I got the power like I'm Doctor Who. Ooh, ooh,
get it, girl. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Too bad, too sad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Too bad, too sad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Too bad, too sad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. I get the bag and they mad. Too bad, too sad.
I'm getting bags and they mad. I'm getting bags and they mad.
Welcome to the digital meet and greet, and I'm your host, some guy named Jay, like I've always been, Jonathan Coleman, of course, and this is the digital meet and greet with guest Shane Harris. Shane Harris is a tax expert. She has Shane Harris LLC. She's a financial expert, and she's here to tell you all, you know, to give you all some financial tips and tax tips. You know, because you still got more time, you know, to get your taxes in this year. The deadline's been extended as far as that. That's the only deadline that's been extended, I believe, so far. I know it's for the PPP loans that was in March that ended then. But she's here to talk about all different types of deadlines and how you can get more, get a better return on your taxes and what you can and can't write off and what you should and shouldn't be writing off and things you could be doing right now that could be helping you out, you know, and some people just don't know. Before we bring her on, I just want to say that JT may be with us a little later in the show. He has a little hiccup right now, but if not, that's okay. He's with us always, even when he's not here with us. And I also want to say, you know, we take calls every show. This is an interactive show. You know, we don't do this show just so you all could sit back and listen and go, oh, you know, that's cool. That's good advice. No, we want you to interact with us. We want you to call in. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on. That, you know, that is after we introduce the guest. If you're streaming from a third-party website or a link or, you know, an app or anything like that, any of these different ways to listen to the show, I know there's all types of apps and websites and things. It's stuff we're streaming on. I didn't even know we were streaming on. You know, Jay, I heard you on VinDoozle.com. I don't know what that is, but if that's how you stream your podcast, that's cool. But if you don't have the number in front of you right on any of those websites, you know, if you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Again, that number is 929-477-3872, and press 1. All right, go on ahead and bring on the guest. Shane Harris.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm well.
Oh yeah. Are you really? You sound a little down right now.
I'm actually still working as we speak on some tax returns.
Ah. I feel you. Yeah, you got to do what you got. Definitely got to do what you got to do. Yeah. Well, before we get into the Q&A section of it, tell the viewers about yourself, about your business, you know, what you do, all of that.
Okay, well, just as I was just introduced, Shane Harris, LLC. I actually have a slight name change. It's Shane Harris and Associates now. Things have kind of grown a bit quickly, so it just changed it to Shane Harris and Associates. And my business is tax and bookkeeping, business funding, and usually like any type of consulting when it deals with business and taxes. That's what my business is all about. I've been doing some form of taxes for many years now, officially in business as of December, this past December. My background is that I'm a nurse, no longer practice nursing because I wanted to focus on taxes. So I'm more into business taxes, although I also help individuals with taxes as well. My main focus is on those entrepreneurs out there, either independent contractors, small business owners. I'm here for you.
Ah. Definitely. Now, what made you decide to want to focus on, you know, the small business owners, the entrepreneurs, the independent contractors? What, you know, what inspired you to, you know, stick with that, you know, group of people?
Well, that's the group of people that usually the – well, yes, I aim for that particular group, but that's the group that's usually the most underserved and misinformed when it comes to taxes and accounting matters. You know, everyone got a side hustle and things like that, and a lot of times people don't realize that side hustle is actually a business, and you're missing out on a lot of deductions that you could possibly get. And even when that side hustle, you turn it into a business by getting an LLC or some type of corporation, a lot of times people are still not understanding exactly what that means for your business in terms of taxes and accounting. So I got into taxes to help this particular group, so that you can actually be able to grow and be educated about exactly what you got yourself into when you decided to start selling hats off the back of your truck.
Oh, yes. Because a lot of people just don't know. You know, a lot of people don't know what they can report, you know, what they, you know, yeah.
Right.
You know,
lots,
like even when you take
lots
some...
of, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little bit of debate. Yes, there's lots of misunderstandings and misconceptions about when you're supposed to report your income and when you're not supposed to report your income. You know, people think, oh, I didn't make that much money. So how much money is not that much money? Because if you made more than $400, you made enough money to report the income.
Yes, true indeed, true indeed. Now, what are some of those things that people forget to write off that they should, you know, be writing off? Because, you know, you can write off business. You can write off when you take somebody out to lunch and talk business, you can write that off. If you use your home as your business, there's things around the house that you get for your business right. That you can write off that people don't think about. There's all types of things. What tell the people, you know, some things like right off the top that you would like to share that they should look into.
Yeah, so people know about advertisement. When people think about advertisement, they think of like big old billboards and TV advertisements. They think of advertisement as things like that. But advertising can also be your website. The hosting fees that you're paying for that. When you have created a domain name, you might be paying Google $12 a year or GoDaddy, you might be paying, you know, $100 a year or whatever the fees are. And people tend to forget to write those things off. Or office supplies, you know, when you start buying stationery, you pen, you bought paper, you bought any type of paper clips for your business and you're using these things, people tend to not remember that those things are all a part of business expenses. Anything that you're spending for your business is generally a business write-off.
Oh, yes, true indeed, true indeed. Now, is there anything that's like from some of the clients that you've had or some of the people that you've worked with in the past, is there anything crazy that, you know, that you said, oh, you could write that off and they didn't know about it, like anything out just like far out there that you're like, hey, that's a write off right there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually I have this conversation quite often as of late, and how the conversation came up, I was speaking to a customer and they said that they're in New York and they have mice problems, because in New York, who doesn't have mice problems? And in the business, you know, the mice come out at night and like getting into the person's supplies and whatnot. So they left the cat there overnight. So I was like, you know, that's a business expense. That's a write-off. And it was like, what? I said, well, the cat is on duty. The cat is there to keep the mice away, protecting your inventory. And that is a business expense that you can write off.
You hear that, people? You could, hey, just look at anything you could be doing right now. You know, it could be a tax write-off. So
you can. You absolutely can. But it can't just be like any old, you know, you just throw any cat off the street and be like, oh, that's a cat, that's a write-off. I mean, a little bit more to it than just that. But, of course, you know, we can kind of get into it than that. Yes, the cat can be the write-off, but, you have to log the hours the cat actually worked. So if the cat was there for 9 hours that night, you write that down, that cat worked for 9 hours, because essentially the cat did. Same thing if it was a guard dog guarding your inventory, you have to write the hours down that the dog was actually on duty.
Yes. Wow. See, yeah, I mean, a lot of good information. You know, is there anything that, like on the flip side, is there anything that some people would try to write off that necessarily can't be written off? Like, I mean, you know, like something that, hey, you know what, can I put that in? You're like, no, that doesn't count. Is there anything like that?
Yeah, so a lot of times, you know, when, you know, you're starting into business and, you know, you're filing your taxes and whatnot, you want to write everything off, but you can't write everything off. So if you are using your business expenses, your business funds to pay for your health insurance, you can't write that off. And a lot of people think, well, I've been paying it through the business. Well, you pay me through the business, you should not have. And if you did, it's just going to be personal expenses. You paid yourself and paid the insurance. That's what you essentially did. Because you cannot write health insurance off, because the business doesn't need health insurance. The owner does. And the business can't pay for your health insurance.
Okay. Yeah. Shoot, I'm glad you're putting that out there.
Yeah, yeah, it happens quite often. Now, I had a few clients that had probably like $15,000 in that they paid out through health insurance and medical expenses through the business, and I was like, yeah, you can't write none of that off as a business expense. Now, personally, you can write some of those things off on your personal side of taxes, but not through the business.
Okay. Now, what are some things that, when your personal stuff that could or couldn't be written off, but when it comes to business, when you're filing as a business, can or can't be written off? Like, what are some, I don't know if I asked that right, but I hope you know what I'm saying. Like, what are some things okay. that would fall under one category but wouldn't fall under the other one, just like the health insurance?
Well, yeah, the health insurance will definitely be one of them. And a lot of the one important one is car payments. So you cannot write off the payments that you're paying for your vehicle if it wasn't 100% for your business. You can write off all vehicle expenses for the business if the vehicle is 100% for business use only. So when your business is closed, so is the vehicle. You're not driving it to go running personal errands and things like that. That is 100% write off. You can write 100% of that off through the business. Now, if this is a personal vehicle that you're using for the business, a portion of the expenses can be written off, like your gas, the mileage, you know, the percentage that you use for your business. But those payments that you're making, they are absolutely not deductible. You cannot write those off.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you shared. Now, for people that do Lyft and Uber, of course, they could use that. They can write that off.
No, they cannot because they use it for also personal, too. So they can write off the mileage, of course, which is a huge thing for Uber drivers and Lyft and lots of miles. So you definitely write the miles off. You can write off repairs because if you're driving that many miles, those oil changes, you're literally going to need oil changes almost every 30 days. If you're really going heavy on the riding. So you can write all of that off 100%. And if you had to, you know, replace your tires quite often because you're going to be burning the road, you can write those off. But the payments that you're paying to, you know, Chase Bank or whoever you're paying to make those payments, those are not, you can't write those off. You can write off a portion of the car insurance because you are driving the vehicle. So you just have to figure out the percentage that you're going to use the vehicle. For business, that's the percentage you can write off. The rest of it would be considered personal. And, you know, you can kind of, you know, you don't really know exactly those percentages. You don't necessarily need to know the percentages. You just need to know that, yes, a portion of it can. So you have your receipts and you keep them. And when it's time to do your taxes, you sit down and, you know, it can get separated at that time if you're not sure.
Okay. Now, you know, speaking of, since we're on the topic of independent contractors like Lyft and Uber drivers and stuff like that, do a lot of the people that do things like that come to you for your services, like the people that do WAG and people that do the apps and stuff like that? You know, do they come to you, or is it still so new to people that they don't think to write it off? Because I think, like you said, like when people do side hustles, they don't automatically think of that when it comes to doing their taxes. You know, they're waiting for the job to send them, you know. But they're not thinking of, you know, because some people get paid off. Cause, I mean, there's people that get paid off of Google AdSense. And because I was one of those people that had a Google AdSense account and made a little money off of that. And unfortunately, back when I had my Google AdSense account, I never thought to report it for some dumb reason. Because I guess, like I said, these are new things. These are, you know, I mean, so I guess some people aren't really. I'll let you tell it.
Right. I mean, people do not intend to just come to me for those things because they are not aware. And, you know, we have to get into the habit of thinking of all income as potentially can be taxable or can be written off in some way or form. So you have to get yourself into that mind frame. And if you don't know, you ask and don't make assumptions. And, oh, that's, you know, that $300 I made, that's nothing. I can't do anything with that. Well, you might have made two more $300 throughout the year, and now it is because you've made over $400 or over $600. So you can't think of it that way and think it's so insignificant. So usually people like Uber drivers and, you know, Lyft and all those other riding apps or the Google AdSense, if you're doing YouTubing and you're getting paid through that, a lot of times people are not, you know, coming to me for those things. I end up getting them to me because a spouse might be having a business. And, of course, I'm asking lots of questions about, well, what are you doing and what are your spouses doing? And, oh, they drive for this person or they're doing this. And I'm like, well, let them sit next to you because they need to talk to me. And that's how they tend to be like, oh, wow, I didn't know this. Well, yes, you know, if you have income in some way, shape, or form that is taxable, is usually, that's generally thinking of it as being taxable, you should be speaking with a tax professional to find out if you should be reporting this or not. And if you can't, if you are reporting it, how much of it can you write off if you have a, some type of business?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for sharing that. I think as, you know, as stuff like this, I think as time goes on, I think this will become more common knowledge of people that start, that do the apps or do these other little things. I think they'll start reporting it. I think, I believe that since it's so new that people just don't really consider it or don't, they're not thinking, you know what I mean? You know.
And to be honest with you, it's not as new as people think. It's new to us, but it's not new. You know, there's the rich people that are out there and, you know, the other folks that are out there, they've been doing these things for decades. It's new to us, but it's not new information.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just that it's being now, we're more aware of it, and that's why I'm here to do what I do, to educate people so you can be on the same footing and as much as we possibly can as everyone else.
Definitely, definitely.
But this information is not new. It's definitely not new information.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Definitely, definitely. Definitely. Now, I know a lot of y'all out there. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now, I know a lot of you out there are streaming. You know, I know you're streaming. But don't be shy. Call on in. I know that even if this is not, I mean, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Don't feel like, oh, I don't want to call in. My question is stupid. Whatever. No, call in. I mean, somebody else might not know it, you know, and ask Shane. That's what she's here for. So if you're streaming from your phone,
okay,
all you have to do is just, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app, a third-party website, a link, or anything like that, give us a call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1 and we'll bring you on. And I also say, y'all get out of my inbox. I know y'all like to inbox me. Jay, ask her. You know, I walk dogs on the side. How much would it be? Nope, call in. Definitely. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the one thing that I just want to say is that even if, you know, you don't necessarily ask questions, you know, you do your own research on things as well. If you're, you know, too afraid to ask questions, do your research. You know, the more you know, the more you can save yourself.
Yes, yes, true indeed, true indeed. All right, well, we got some callers that call in. We got some people that want to talk to you right quick. Let's go ahead and take those calls right quick. The first caller in the... Caller in the 315-439. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Jordan Joe Hunter, host of the JO Podcast. How's it going, everybody?
Hello,
yes,
how
J.O., how
you
doing?
I'm doing good. Before I get started, I just want to let everybody know you can check my podcast on the Anchor app. It's called the JO Podcast. I'm also going to battle go down pretty soon. It's also available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, and many more apps. And I would love to have the special guest on the show so because she can chop it up and drop jewels on the show because I heard her. And I like your voice. You're very professional. I feel like you could drop jewels on it. It would be a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I would love to.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, JL.
Okay. I was about to just ask my one question I had. I was just wanting to ask a question because I got this thing going on. I just want to, like, all of a sudden, so let's say, for instance, if I want to do a record label,
JL, something's happening with your volume. We're having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, and slow it down a bit. You on that Speedy Gonzalez tip. Slow it down a bit.
Yeah, that's better. And now slow it down when you speak, you know.
I was about to say, what I was saying, I forgot. You
said something about records.
Okay, about the record label. How would I go about it? Because some people told me I should trademark, because I want to trademark it and also get an LLC, but I want to make sure nobody else can take it. I want to just get the name before I do anything, like establish my name before anything.
Okay, well, generally, when it comes to trademarking and names for creation, you have to do a search on the name to see if you are indeed the only person that has the name, because sometimes you might look up, you know, in your state. You might put in a Google search, and not because it doesn't come up in Google doesn't mean that someone else doesn't have the name. They're just probably not doing anything with it. You have to do an official name search, and if you are going to create an LLC or any type of business, you go through the proper channels to do so. When you have that name, for one, then you can go ahead and trademark it if it's available.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, Shane, I'll definitely hook you up with J.O. After the show. You guys could set the dates up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And get that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And a lot of the people, a lot of his audience, you know, they definitely do business with the guests. Because I also know there's a lot of, you know, he has a lot of young entrepreneurs that getting their hustle on. So they're definitely going to need your advice.
Yeah, and I'm definitely on. That's part of the services that I also provide is to help people with, you know, creating their business structures and with the trademarking and things like that. I definitely can help you with that and steer you in the right direction or actually help you do the service.
That sounds like a plan.
Definitely, definitely. Good, good. Well, J.O., do you have anything else you would like to ask or anything you want to add on or anything else?
Just the only thing I would say, just in general, how would you go, because I'm trying to, how would you go about, how do you do business? Like, how was your story? I just want to know a little bit about your journey, because I didn't catch it all the way in the beginning, a little bit. What kept you going when you was at the bottom, before you got to the top and before you knew what you were doing? What kept you going when you were struggling but you knew you had the business that you could make?
I struggle sometimes every day. I was just struggling last weekend. So it's a constant thing. It happens. I'm not in this business for the money. I'm definitely not. Of course, the money is great. Who doesn't want to make money? But I'm in the business to help people. So when I feel at my lowest, it's not generally because, you know, I didn't make enough money or something like that, because that's not it at all. It's usually the people. You guys are hard-headed and you don't listen, and it's okay. You know, I'm here to teach you, but sometimes you guys don't want to listen. You don't listen, and it's like whatever it is that you're doing, it doesn't work, and you know it doesn't work, but you still want to keep doing it anyway. Why? It's like you're stuck, and you get the advice, and you get the information, and it's there for you, but you'd rather complain about it than do something about it. So that frustrates me because I'm here to help you. And I'm sure it's not just me. It's probably many other tax professionals and accountants out there that bang their head against the wall, because we do. And that becomes very extremely frustrating. And you get to that point some days, you're like, why am I even doing this? But that one person that I might have helped that day or is out there listening to what I have to say that will eventually use some of the tips that I have done or given them or they have heard about, that alone is what keeps me going in this business.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That'd be it.
Yes, yes. J.O., do you have anything else you want to add or anything else you want to ask before we go on to take on the next callers?
No, thank you. That'd be it, Jay.
Okay, good,
thank
good.
You.
Shout
thank
out
you
your
for questions.
Thanks.
Yes, yes. Shout out your podcast again. Let everybody know where you can get. They can stream it.
You can check me out on the J.O. Podcast, Anchor Rap. You can also catch it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, and many more apps.
Awesome.
Good, good. Yes, we're gonna take some more calls. Let me throw some claps on it for you, J.O. J.O. Although we're gonna take some more calls, you're welcome to, you know, I'm going to keep your mic open if you want to jump on in later, because JT isn't on right now. So, if you want to bounce some energy off us while we take some calls, you're welcome to do so. And if you have any more questions later on in the show.
All right, I'm down. That sounds like I'm down to hang out.
What'd you say?
I said I'm down to hang out.
Be down to hang out. The Thursday night hangout session.
Yes, yes, definitely. All right, I'm going to throw that number back out there again. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Shane Harris about taxes, about finances, about all types of stuff you can write off, stuff you should be writing off and that you're not thinking of. We're talking about all of that. So jump on in. And let's see. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on and ask you questions. All right, let's go ahead and take the rest of these calls. Caller in the 912-349, you're on the air. Who is this?
Peace and love. This is Lauren Danielle, also known as the Hula Empress. How y'all doing?
Yes. Basu Lauren. Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Basu Lauren.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Shane. I just wanted to call
hey,
you
how
and
you
say
doing?
Thank you so much. Good. I just wanted to come on and say thank you so much for all the value that you've been providing. I didn't get on at the beginning of the call, but I learned a good bit of things from what I heard so far, and I didn't realize that we couldn't write off the car. You can write off some of your car, but I wanted to also know, so basically if I'm purchasing a vehicle, I can write it off, but not all of it, because it's not 100% going to be used for business.
Right, exactly. If you're using it for personal, okay. if it's pretty much a personal vehicle, but you're using some of it for business, you can write off some of the expenses, but what you're paying for the payments, you can't write that off.
Okay, I understand that. Okay, and then also what I came to learn when going on trips, business trips, should I say, business trips. Like, for example, I'm going to Houston, Texas next week, and it is for a fitness event. But I need to get, like, luggage so I can take my hula hoops and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I also need some workout attire that I will be able to write off.
Yes. As long as it's for your business, you can write it off. You can write the entire amount off at 100% if it's for your business. When you're on that trip, how long are you going to be there going on the trip for? How many days?
It's Thursday to Sunday. I mean, Monday.
Okay. Okay, so Thursday to Monday. So, yes, all those days would be able to write all of those days off and the expenses that you incurred while you were on the trip. Now, the time that you're no longer in business and you might hit the club of the night or something of the sort, then you're off the clock, and that's not a business expense.
Okay.
But once you're finished with that portion and you're back on, then, yes, it's a business expense.
Well, hey, I mean, it could be business over drinks, though, at a club.
It can be, but that was the old law. No, it used to be a thing. It used to be a thing. You can't actually do that.
Okay.
But now things have changed, so entertainment is no longer deductible. As of, I believe it was 2018, they just kind of stopped. No more entertainment. I can't remember exactly if it was 2018 or a little bit later. But, yeah, the entertainment part no longer deductible, because a lot of times people would go on, like, these big ball games, and they just bring a person on, like, oh, it's a business. It's business. So a lot of times they decide, like, you know what? We're stopping that.
Right. Taking advantage of things.
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's a gray area like that.
Well, the other thing, so I am doing my business. I'm following, of course, my business, and I'm working with Shane. For those that don't know, she's preparing my taxes. She's phenomenal. So make sure y'all check her out.
Thank you.
So when I do the biz, so when I'm getting my taxes done with you, I need to get, I'm doing two separate ones, right? So I'm doing personal and I'm doing business taxes separately. Correct?
No.
Is that typically how that
goes? So with your type of business that you have an LLC, and generally when you have a single member LLC, your taxes are filed with your personal taxes. So there's no separate business tax. Now, there's a form that we use for your business, which is called a Schedule C. to that schedule. So you would have all of your business income and have all of your expenditures from your business. And then the net amount that's remaining gets added on to your personal taxes, and you file it all at the same time. It's not separate.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. You know me, how things go over my head sometimes. So I just want to clarify. And then for anybody
and
else, they may not.
The same for everyone. Right. The same for everyone. Single member LLCs are always filed on your with your personal taxes.
Okay. Well, I think those answer my questions. And like I said, I learned a lot. And just thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Basu Lauren, definitely thank you. Now, before you go, tell everybody about your business. You know, your health and wellness services and everything, all that you got going on.
Yeah, so I am the owner of Soul Divine Wellness and Creation. We are a mobile holistic wellness brand based here in Atlanta, Georgia, but we travel worldwide. We offer services of yoga, vibrational sound therapy, Reiki, detox therapy, and woman wellness services, and also a fun and effective way to receive mind, body, spirit fitness with the hula hoop called Hula Healing Fitness. And you can connect with us on all platforms at Soul Divine Vibes. That's SoulDivineVibes. And I am LaurenDanielle.com. That's my website. And that's all I got. And I am the Hula Empress. Check me out.
Yes.
Awesome. I've actually used some of Lauren's services. I've used the sound therapy because I've had some aches and pains. So I went to her. We did the sound therapy for about probably over an hour. And it was pretty relaxing, and it was helpful for me. I was also in her 21-day hula healing hula hoop challenge, where I actually learned to hula hoop. And I actually did a video. It was like hula hoop and taxes at the same time.
Shane is off the chain with the hula hoop now.
Well, yeah, I
love
the hula hoop at 42 years old.
Yeah.
That's right, girl. Ciao.
Well, we definitely got to hit it and check out the video.
Yeah.
It's on there somewhere on Facebook. You can find it. But yeah, I don't just help entrepreneurs. I also support you guys too. So if you got a business and it's something that I need or that I want, I'm definitely your support.
She most definitely will. And I really appreciate you.
Oh yeah, we got to keep that money circulating.
Well, thank y'all so much. I got to hop off, but again, thank you for the value. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. No problem.
All right. Talk to y'all later. Peace.
Hey, peace, Lauren Danielle. All right. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. The phone lines are lighting up. Whoever that was in the 336, just chill. If you're still streaming, just call back. We'll get you. We're trying to get everybody. So just be patient. I know you say, oh, man, they can take it. No, just stay in line because now you got to get in the back if you call back. So if you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1 again, or just press 1 if you're streaming from your phone, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from an app, a third-party website, a link, one of these little weird websites I've never heard, Zimdouble or whatever the hell, clownpenis.fart, whatever these names, these websites are popping up all over the place. I ain't never heard of them, but somehow y'all stream your podcast off of them. And what you do, and you ain't got the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Again, the number to call in is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Let's go ahead and take the rest of these calls. Caller in the 757-329. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, 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 this is Tammy Thomas, your favorite poetess.
Tammy Thomas, the poet of supreme. Yes. Yes.
How are we all? How,
you doing?
How are y'all tonight? I'm doing fine. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You're doing well.
I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you for the informative information. Some of them I'm like, wow, I didn't even know. I'm glad I called in.
Yes.
You sound a bit muffled, a little bit muffled. I don't know if it's just me or it's a little bit muffled.
It could be. It might be my head. Let me take my headphones off. Maybe a bit.
It got better now. It got better.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
a lot
much better.
Better.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. I just got two questions. I've been hearing a lot about it's not good to pay off your debt. Is that true?
It's not good to pay off your debt? Like, what type of debt are we talking about?
Like credit cards or something like that.
Well, it all depends. So when you have a credit utilization, you have, you know, a balance there, and you get your credit
mm-hmm.
score. Once you pay that debt off, your credit score does two things. If you paid that debt off, so now you no longer have that open balance, and your credit score tends
right.
to take a dive. You'll lose lots of points. So let's say you had a $5,000
mm.
balance, and you've been carrying that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're paying it off. And then you decided to pay that full $5,000. Well, now you don't have an open balance that's counting as revolving debt. So once you paid it off, your credit score might die 50, 60 points. And a lot of times people get surprised, but I pay it off. Why did it drop? Because you no longer have an open account anymore. You might have, the account
okay.
might have been closed if it was a loan or something. So you close that account.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a credit card, you no longer have that balance. So the credit score will drop. It will eventually go back up, but if you're trying to purchase a house or a car and you need that credit to be where it is, then you don't want to pay it off
right.
in its entirety. You want to keep a balance. But if that's not a concern of yours, you need
mm-hmm.
to get rid of your debts because you have a lot of debt, then yes, pay those debts off. But if you're planning on doing
okay.
something major, then you want to keep a balance.
Oh, okay. And that was my second question about the credit score. Okay.
Yeah,
two birds and one stone. Okay.
Yes,
because I heard
yeah.
about that. And I'm like, what? Well, that don't make any sense. If you're paying it off, wouldn't your credit go up?
Yep.
But now you,
it'll go up eventually,
now.
But not
That's
right
crazy.
Away. Yes, right.
Right.
Right. It's like in this country, it's
wow.
designed to keep you in debt, not out of debt.
Right, right. I said, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't.
You.
So, but yes, it's like strategic ways that you can kind of do things and then to kind of get around that, yeah.
Okay. And there's another question. How do you, you already answered. Do you have any other tips on getting your credit score to go up?
I missed what you said. Do you have tips on credit score and what else?
Do you have any tips on how to bring your credit score up?
Tips on credit score. Well, this depending on what you're trying to do. If you know, credit score can be a slow process, or it can be a quicker process for others. If you have lots of debts that you
mm-hmm.
have, like you have 20 something thousand or more in credit cards, loans, car notes, and all these different things. You definitely
right.
want to start paying off as much as you can, you know, when you can. So you have to essentially put yourself on a budget. If you really can't get out of debt if you're not on a budget, it would be very hard to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself on a budget, you know, put percentages towards different types of bills you may have. I would suggest having a percentage goal towards paying off your monthly expenses, like your utilities, your rent or mortgage, things like that. Have another percentage
right.
that's going to be going towards, you know, savings for yourself because you have to save. and others going off the paying off of those debts. So you kind of start, you pick a debt. It can be the smallest of the debts, something that's reachable. Let's say you had a $1,000 debt, another $5,000 here, $20,000 there. I would start with that $1,000 and you pay that off. You pay that one off, you'll feel pretty good that you pay something off. You take the money that you were putting on that one plus the money that you were putting on the next one in line, and now you start working on that next set, that $5,000 debt now. Once you pay that down, you take all that extra money now and you put it on the next one in line, and you keep doing that until you have paid all of your debts down.
Oh, okay. Thank you for the information.
You're welcome. Okay,
yeah, that's all I have. That's all I have.
It's more than just taxes. It's a whole financial assessment and help over here.
Boy, that's good.
Oh, yes.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Yes, yes. Before we go to the next caller, the next set of callers, Tammy Thomas, you got a question? Anything else you would like to say?
Just wanted to shout out to Blacktopia and the UJ and everyone. And thank you, Shane, for everything, and that's it.
You are quite welcome. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Yeah, definitely thank you, Tammy Thomas, for coming on. Great to hear your voice. We're going to drop some poetry. Also, tell them about the upcoming, what we got coming up.
Oh, what we got coming up is my spoken word album. The single should be dropping this month.
Yes. We're going to drop the single to the spoken word project this month here in April. And the album, the spoken word album, The Healing Process, will be dropping a little later on in the summer. So we're going to get you ready. Tammy Thomas is dropping through my distribution. Colossal Distribution. So, we dropping some poetry, some heat.
Yes.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Oh yes. And we're gonna be next season. I'm gonna be coming to you, Shane, right off my my distribution.
Exactly, right.
Yes.
Yep, come on over. Come on through.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Thank you, Tammy Thomas. Yeah, really
You're welcome.
Appreciate
Y'all
you.
Have a great evening. You're welcome.
You too.
You too.
All right.
Y'all have a great
Thomas
evening.
Thomas is poetry. Yes, ma'am. Yes, that was Tammy Thomas. You guys check her out. Join us in Blacktopia and join the group. Check out the poetry. Also get Emotional Soul of a Poetess on Amazon and anywhere books are being sold digitally, definitely get the book. I also want to say, Shane, before we take the rest of these callers, Shane, tell people how they can book appointments with you.
Yeah, so if you want to book a session, you can go to my appointment link, and that is bit.ly, that's bit.ly/TAXESWSHANE. That's bit.ly/taxeswithshane with the sister W.
Yes, definitely set up your appointment. Yes. All right, let's definitely keep it going. Let's keep these calls going. There's more people calling in, got questions. Let's see who's next. Okay, caller in the – oh, hold on, you chop the number out again. For those who are streaming from apps and websites and stuff like that, if you don't have the number, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Again, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1 because you've already dialed the number. So just come on in, and we're going to talk about it. Shane's here to answer your questions. All right, next caller. Caller in the 347-455. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, this is Chanel from Brooklyn, New York.
Chanel from Brooklyn, New York.
Chanel,
how you doing?
I'm chilling like a villain. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So I actually wanted to call in because I'm also in the Blacktopia group, and I'm actually a client of Taxes with Shane. And I'm so sorry. And she helped me with my not only my bookkeeping, but she just started a program with me that helps me increase my profits. And at first, I was a little leery on increasing my prices because I felt that I probably wasn't going to get more sales because my clients were so used to my prices being set at a certain level. But since I've increased it, I still get the same volume of calls coming in. So it just really lets me know that prior to sitting with Shane, I was undervaluing my business. So I just wanted to just come on here just to, you know, let everybody know that she's more than just, her company is more than just bookkeeping and taxes. Like they have, they're pretty much vested in making sure that your business is profitable, because if we make money, then obviously she makes money because we keep her employed. So I just wanted to come on here really quickly just to shout that out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Definitely. Thank you for that wonderful on-air testimonial. You know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're absolutely
right.
And Chanel actually, and I'm actually helping Chanel as she started with paying her children's wages. So she's actually, her children's on payroll, which I help her with that.
Mm.
Yes, absolutely.
Nice.
I have four kids, and she's helping me. Four kids, and all four of them actually work for my business. So she's helping me put them on payroll and make sure that I'm able to pay them, which also helps on the back end with my taxes as well, because I get, like, tax credits and deductions and all that good stuff. Exactly.
Excellent. Now, Chanel, Chanel, you're welcome to post that testimonial about Shane in the Blacktopia Facebook. You said you're in Blacktopia, right?
Yes, I am. And shout out your business. Shout out your business. Tell everybody what you do for your business. Oh, well, I do two things. I'm an indoor play space. We're located in Brooklyn, New York. We do children birthday parties, and you can also bring the kids in for some drop-in fun. We have, like, a bounce house, a ball pit, like, pretty much all the things that kids love to help them burn off energy. And I'm also simultaneously starting my business coaching business. So I will be offering business coaching services to entrepreneurs looking to start their business or just take their business to the next level. Oh, and the name of my children entertainment business is Hall, H-A-L-L, That Fun. And it's the same website. Hall That Fun is on Facebook, Instagram, and you can also find us on our website as well.
Nice.
Awesome.
Chanel.
Nice.
Good. Chanel, you're welcome to post that in Blacktopia. Post the business up. And, again, definitely post that testimonial as well. We want to share that testimonial out to as many people so we can get more people doing business with Shane.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I will definitely
absolutely.
Go ahead and post that. And thank you for having us on the call.
Thank you.
Thank
you for that testimony.
Tag me in the testimonial too, Jonathan Coleman. Tag me in that so I could screenshot it and post that out on my end as well, because we're getting more people, getting Shane more people. So definitely, you're welcome to
absolutely.
Do that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Before we go to the next caller, is there anything else you would like to share or ask or plug, shout out, anything?
I just wanted to pretty much say, you know, thank you for having this forum, because a lot of black businesses, we don't have a platform that showcase us, pretty much for us, by us. So, you know, I thank you for having this platform where we have a voice and people can get access to us where they ordinarily wouldn't.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And we're proud to have you a part of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. And before I go,
yes.
I almost forgot. My husband's business. My husband's, he's a financial advisor. He's also
mm-hmm.
in Blacktopia, but he's out of town on a business trip. So he helps businesses set up their retirement account. A lot of times as business owners, we think we don't want to leave our job. If we're doing hybrid and we're working and we have our business, we don't want to leave the jobs because we're afraid of leaving the benefits behind. So what my husband does is create those benefit packages for small business owners. So you can still leave the job and still have the protection that the job provided, such as those benefits that they offered. A lot of business owners don't know that. So that's also something that we do as well, and I help him run that organization as well.
Definitely.
And
hey,
also,
I'm glad that your husband
definitely.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. Yeah, so also a part of that, you know, in on the tax side of things with that, those exact same benefits that you are putting in from your business to go in those retirement plans, those are also help you on your taxes. It helps you pay less in taxes. So let's just say your net was $30,000 and you were supposed to pay taxes on that $30,000. Well, if you roll some of that over into some of those retirement plans for yourself and your business, then you're paying less in taxes or sometimes zero in taxes. And this is even if you're a solopreneur, like you're the only person that running your business, you can still do these plans.
Absolutely. What she said.
yes. Definitely for dropping that wisdom.
And I actually work with
so I'll post that information in Blacktopia as well.
Yeah, I actually work with her husband as lateral partners. So when people come through and they have questions about those, I actually, you know, plug them over to speak with her husband about these matters as well. So we all kind of I work with several other companies to kind of provide that one-stop shop that you guys can get all your needs met.
Absolutely. So it's also not just retirement savings. It's also life insurance as well, because pretty much all jobs offer life insurance. So don't feel obligated to stay at your job because of the life insurance, because we can offer that as well too.
Definitely. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, yeah, tag me in that stuff, too. Yes, thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you.
Oh, yes, our pleasure. All right, let's definitely keep it rolling. Thank you for that, Chanel. Next callers, actually, before we take the next callers, I just want to shout the number back out for those that are streaming from the other places and you don't have the website. I mean, you don't have the number in front of you. That number is 929-477-3872, and press 1. Again, that number is 929-477-3872, and press 1, and we'll bring you on, and we're going to talk about it. Ask Shane your questions. All right. Let's go ahead and take on the next caller. Caller in the 470-458. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Ida Hudson, Jake. What's up?
Ida Hud, how you doing?
Hello, Ida. Hey, Shane girl, what's up? How you been?
I'm well.
That's good. Don't be disappointed at me. I got another job and my hours changed. It's work, eat, and sleep. Shoot, I'm just not getting ready to
I'm not disappointed.
Girl, I know it. I'm going to get with you, though. But I got a couple of questions I want to ask.
Yeah, sure.
If I owe taxes, because every year I wind up paying taxes, can I still get a stimulus check?
Yeah, so whether you owe taxes or not, Yeah, whether you owe taxes or not, you'll still get the stimulus check. They won't subtract it from your stimulus and then give you the balance. You'll still get your check. But if you're owing taxes every year, you definitely need to sit with me, because even if you owe taxes the first year, you definitely shouldn't have owed it any other year after that. So you definitely need to sit with me so that you no longer owe any taxes.
Girl, yes, I need her. Wasn't come to you. And my other question was, if I wanted to start a small business, can I apply for one of those forgivable loans, or is that the name of it?
Those PPP loans are you talking about?
Yeah.
So the PPP loan is generally for business owners who were operational and in business as of February 2020. If you were not in business at that time, or you were not operating at that time, then you're not going to be eligible to receive any of those business funding. Now, if you are starting a business, there's grants and other types of loans that you can possibly be eligible for, but it wouldn't fall underneath any of the economic stimulus loans or anything like that.
Okay. Okay. That was it. It was just those two questions about the stimulus check and the grant, because I haven't filed.
Right.
I started filing my taxes, and then I had another W-2
mm-hmm.
form I had to take.
Mm-hmm.
And then my other question was, too, I got one more. I looked at my paper. I wrote them down. I was looking
okay.
at the news, and Clark Howard said that debt collectors could intercept your stimulus if you didn't do a certain thing. You could stop them. How could you stop that?
Well, debt collectors can't touch your stimulus check. That's coming directly from the IRS into your bank account. So there's no way for the debt collectors to intercept that payment. And just one, just to kind of throw a thing out there and let a lot of people know, a lot of times when those debt collectors are collecting, if you didn't go into business with that collector, let's just say you went into business with Capital One because you got a car loan from them, and for some reason you defaulted on that car loan, and Capital One decided to say, you know what, forget you. We put it off in collections, and we decide to write this off and fool with you anymore. Well, they sell that debt to Shane Harris and Associates, so now my company is coming after you to collect that debt. You're not obligated to pay me that debt because you didn't go into business with me. You went into the business with Capital One. So a couple of things that you could possibly say is, hey, when they're calling you and they're calling you and whatnot, you can pretty much say, I do not wish to receive any more calls, any other correspondence to need to be in writing. Also, you could also ask them to validate the debt that they are in question, meaning you want to have the original contract with your signature on it. And most likely they can't provide that because you did not do business with that company.
Okay, so most of the times they're already being sold to a third party.
Right, right.
Oh.
That's exactly what debt collectors are. Those collection agencies are usually third parties that the debt was sold to. The original company, not fooling with you anymore. They moved on. And they're trying to collect that money now.
Okay.
But if you make one payment to them, then now you're indebted to that company. If you send them even $1, you're indebted to them. So that's why don't have any correspondence with them. You wish all correspondence to be in writing. And you send in writing. Never put your signature on any letter you send to them. You type it in. And you ask them for them to validate that debt. Why you want the original contract and your original signature.
Well, I'm going to put in the will. That sounds like a winner right there. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Big shout out to Shane Harris and Associates, Blacktopia, Outbound.
Thank you.
Woman, woo-hoo, and all that Blacktopia.
Yes, yes.
Community. Yes. I was up tonight, and I saw where you had sent me the message, and I'm like, ooh, let me jump in this. But, yeah, Jay, I've been working. I've been grinding, but we'll talk about that. It's late. I'm just now eating dinner,
I love y'all. Y'all have a good night.
And I'll see you
later.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I'm here.
Am I here? Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought I muted myself. Yes, Ida Hudson, definitely thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And
yes.
Definitely enjoy the rest of your dinner.
Thanks, you too. I appreciate
good
all
night.
Y'all. All right, good night.
yes. Go to www.blacktopia.org. Yes, and if you're not a part of the Blacktopia Facebook group, definitely join us in the Blacktopia Facebook group. Just definitely join us on themediablast.net. Follow me on Instagram at JAYFORNOW, J for now. And, in 4 hours, this episode will be available on iTunes, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/podcasts-on-demand. And you can listen to a replay if you want to listen to the answers to the questions and anything that you missed. We run out a little bit of time, but if anybody else wants to slide their question in right fast, you're welcome to do so. If you're streaming from an app, a third-party website, a link, or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from a link, if you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. It will bring you on. If you don't have any other questions, we're going to go on ahead and wrap it up. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thank you to everybody that's streaming. The people that are streaming that didn't get it, that was too scared to call because you thought you were going to bite you or whatever, you're welcome to inbox me and I'll get you in touch with Shane so you can book your appointment. if you want to set up an appointment, I will send the links over. Shane, is there anything you want to leave us with? Any questions? Any answers? Any comments? Anything you want to just share with us that we didn't touch on so far?
The one thing I want to say is that when it comes to taxes and accounting matters, it's not just when it's time for you to file your taxes or it's time for you to pay that tax bill or whatnot. That's not the only time you're supposed to be concerned with taxes. Taxes and accounting should be a 365 day of the year type of thing. You should be planning, making decisions based on, what it is that you want to do. If you want to purchase a house, you want to expand on your business, there's different types of things that you can do with your taxes to allow you to purchase those things with not having to pay that much in taxes when it's time to actually pay them. So you like making estimated taxes and paying those quarterly taxes on time, or maybe transferring some of your payments and your debts to the next year, or carrying them over to another year. You don't have to claim everything all in the same year. And of course, there's a lot of information. A lot of you may be like, what is she talking about? Well, that's why I'm here, because I know what I'm talking about. So if you want to know what I'm talking about, then y'all just click those links and schedule those appointments. So you can Google me, Shane Harris, LLC, because the Shane Harris and Associates probably haven't taken completely effect yet. So you can Google Shane Harris, LLC, and all of the social media will pop up and all of those links for you to schedule those appointments.
Yes, true indeed. Thank you, Shane. Thank you for giving us the wonderful information. We definitely appreciate having you on. We want to send more business your way. We want to keep the momentum going. Thank you again for everybody that called in, streamed, listened, bendoozled or whatever the site is. We definitely thank you. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.